Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Now, if you're just tuning in, we've been discussing drugs. What brought up the discussion and all, you know, different aspects, bad experiences, positive experiences, how to best reduce the harm from using these drugs. I think it's so important to get the message of harm reduction out there, because the message of just say no is like some sort of crazy fantasy. It's never going to happen.
It's not working.
Yeah. Give me the evidence that the Just Say No campaign did a damn thing. It's more difficult for me to count the people I know that don't or haven't ever tried drugs than to count the people that I know that have. So, sorry, the DARE program is a failure, and the idea of Just Say No is a failure. The realistic viewpoint is humans are animals, and animals are interested in altering their state of consciousness.
Some more so than others, and apparently, Homo sapien is one of the ones that's really kind of into it. Some more so than others also. I mean, there's some people that think it's just a terrible idea. They try something like that one time. They drink a beer one time and say, I'm never going to drink this again. And they don't.
I've quit drinking for years at a time. And so, harm reduction, just briefly, and we're going to get to a phone call here. But the idea of harm reduction accepts the idea that people are going to use drugs. It's a realistic viewpoint. It understands that people are going to make these choices. Some people are going to choose drugs that may be harder and more dangerous than other drugs. Now, all drugs are not created equal. And so you accept that in advance. And then you ask yourself, how can we help these folks? How can they be given information? How can they be assisted in acquiring the right product instead of making a mistake and getting the wrong thing or not knowing what they're doing when they're going into it or whatever? What ways can these people, especially those who are addicted, because not everybody who uses drugs is addicted to them, but how can you help somebody who's addicted? You can't force them into the treatment. They have to accept it on their own. And, of course, since we have a black market, drugs are illegal in many cases. Those who are using them, in many cases, are very frightened of looking for treatment. They're frightened that if they go to the hospital and they look for help, that somebody's going to turn them into the police. And so, therefore,
that's a pretty reasonable concern.
Yeah, maybe they won't go and do it. In some places, like over in Amsterdam, there are needle distribution centers. Some places have tried actual heroin distribution centers where the heroin is, there's like, it's allowed by some government program or whatever, the cops leave them alone, and the idea is the heroin addict can go and they can get some heroin, they can get a fresh needle to inject it. I know it's gross, it's horrible, the idea of injecting things, sick, but people do this stuff. And if they're sharing needles, then all kinds of nasty things can get shared around with that. AIDS, HIV rather, and hepatitis, I think, as well. So you give them clean needles so they can throw it away when they're done, and they get heroin that is of a consistent quality so they're not accidentally overdosing. These are harm reduction measures. It accepts the idea that people are going to use these things. It is not encouraging it.
I don't have any value for, I don't think that people should be forced to pay for these programs through taxation.
No, I agree with you.
Government programs.
Thanks for bringing that point up, because I don't think so. I don't think that should be the case. In fact, I believe it's a church that is actually running this. The last one I heard about, I don't remember exactly where it was. I think it was Amsterdam or the Netherlands. I believe it was a church that was operating it. And they had permission to operate it. And that's that's a merciful program. That's a great thing for a church to run. Because at the same time, you can give these guys help. So they're coming in, they're getting heroin, they're getting a needle, they're getting a safe place to inject as well, instead of going out in a park and doing it in front of your kids, that kind of thing. So they're getting, it's the most safe way to take this incredibly unsafe, dangerous product. And at the same time, they can get counseling. They can get assistance. They can be weaned off of it.
Yep.
So this is what harm reduction is all about. It's getting information out. So up in Canada, I know some people that there's a particular store, and I don't remember what it's called, but they actually have information about drugs like ecstasy, like pamphlets that people can just take. You want one, take one. And you can actually learn, for those of you who don't know about going to arrowwood.org and learning online, physical information that you can just absorb and read and get some knowledge. you know, learn some basics about what to do, what to know when you're getting into this stuff. It takes that into account, and it looks at people realistically. So one more point of clarification. We'll get right to Chris Lawless here in a moment from the Free State Project. But we were talking about Steve Jobs and the quote that that he has said here. It's the number one surprising fact about Steve Jobs, according to Fox News, that he tried LSD. He reportedly said it was one of the two or three most important things I've done in my life. That's his quote. Now, we had asked last hour, what's the context of that quote? Somebody called in, well, just because it was important to him doesn't mean it was positive for him, and went on to tell their personal story about how they believe that their LSD trip, the second one they took, was not a positive thing for them. And I think that's a legitimate question. So one of our researchers, Johnson, has dug up the context for that particular quote. According to the story, it was an interview with New York Times reporter John Markoff, and Jobs said in that interview that doing LSD was one of the two or three most important things I've done in my life, and that it was a big part of his success. So it wasn't a negative thing for him at all. In fact, he added that Bill Gates would, quote, be a broader guy if he had dropped acid once, unquote.
Well, I think it'd be hard to argue that Bill Gates, it seems to me, as far as success, if a success is rated in dollars and cents, Bill Gates has got Steve Jobs, right? You know, I mean, yeah. I don't know who's, I'd say whose sort of political capital is bigger. I don't know. I mean, that's a toss-up, really. And I don't think that success is rated by money. Frankly, I don't. I could go to other shows and make more money selling other radio shows, make more money being on other radio shows. To me, success is about...
Your success is internal. It's up to
living
you
the life you want.
Yeah, let's go to Chris calling from New Hampshire. It's Chris Lawless, the organizer of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the once-a-year event that the Free State Project puts on to promote the idea of moving together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who are tolerant of others' choices in their lives. It doesn't mean they have to agree with them. Not everybody in the Free State Project agrees on everything. Some people are very, very devout Christians. Some are atheists, for instance. Some don't use drugs at all. Some do. But they all get along.
Some might call Chris normal by comparison.
I don't know, man. I saw Chris on stage at Porkfest, and wow. You're lucky you stayed up on the stage, Chris. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. And, Ian, it's great that you're out of jail. So
thanks,
welcome
dude.
Back.
Yes, sir.
And it's kind of funny you mentioned that, Ian, is I'm actually someone who's never done any illegal drugs. But that's actually a pet issue of mine where I absolutely think they should be legal. It's insane.
You were on one of the hardest drugs in existence that night at Porkfest. It was during the Stefan Molyneux roast that you... I didn't see the full roast. I got... You know, we get off the air at 10 o'clock, so I came in towards the end of it. And I don't know how much of that you remember, Chris, but you were clearly very intoxicated. So just because you haven't done illegal drugs doesn't mean you haven't done an incredibly hard, hard, dangerous drug.
That's correct. I just want to point out that, you know, there is a huge hypocrisy in our country about drugs.
Absolutely. In fact, are there going to be any speakers at the upcoming 2012 Liberty Forum that might be addressing such a topic?
Absolutely. We actually have like three people. They've not confirmed, so I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. But we have one extremely well-known person that covers the whole drug prohibition topic. So I really hope that they're going to say yes in the next couple of days. So we're just, they're trying to work their schedules out.
It's pretty early on. What are the dates, by the way, for the Liberty Forum? I have not heard this yet.
So the dates for the Liberty Forum are February 23rd will be the Thursday, kind of, you know, get together, the gun shoot, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to add a few more fun things to do on Thursday. And then we're going to swing right in for February 24th, 25th, and 26th will be the full-on conference.
Awesome. Now, this is basically like a hotel-style conference with panel discussions, speakers, banquet dinners, that kind of thing. I want to learn more about this coming up in moments. You can stick with us. Yes, Chris?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. More with Chris Lawless, the organizer of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I am so excited that it's coming back because it's skipped a year. And I was so bummed that it didn't happen in 2011.
It needs to come back.
Yeah, it's coming back. And I'm sure, knowing Chris being in charge, it's going to come back in a big way. So, because he's a big guy. Like Andre the Giant, kind of big. And a really nice guy. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school. Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you... bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday show. And, of course, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got them. Live streams, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available via live streaming. Plus, you've got 109 great radio stations that take this show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening options are there for you, including two different XM channels and our free-to-air channel as well. The webcam and the listen line. So allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the program that way. So go and get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum that's coming up in February of 2012. It's going to be the 23rd through the 26th. I am so excited and so glad that Chris Lawless is back in charge. You are the man, Chris, and you always put together an amazing event. It's a lot of work to get it done, and you deserve a lot of credit. But it's not just you. It's a lot of great volunteers as well, I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. There's a great team of volunteers. We have a lot of repeat volunteers, and there's a whole bunch of people who attended other Liberty Forums, and they said, hey, we want to help. So I have a group team put together doing some awesome work this year.
All right, so tell the listener, give the listener an idea of what is the Liberty Forum? What is its purpose?
The purpose of the Liberty Forum is to get libertarians or even non-libertarians a chance to visit New Hampshire in the wintertime, and that is important. We want them here in the winter, to experience New Hampshire in the winter, to meet fellow Free Staters, whether they be, you know, non-movers or movers, to meet natives, and then at the same time, to learn something. We have a whole lineup of great speakers and panels, as you mentioned. But to me, I think the key thing I've learned about the Liberty Forum is just recharging the batteries by being around so many like-minded people. It always feels electric in there. So that's the thing that I love, because you really do get to experience the community of New Hampshire at the event.
Yeah, and there's nothing like it. I mean, it's just incredible to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people of a variety of different backgrounds and demographics, young people, older folks, families, singles, couples. I mean, it's just a great crowd, and it's always a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had promised Mark that I would announce the keynote speaker on Free Talk Live.
That's right.
There's usually more than one keynote, correct?
Correct. There's a Friday night keynote and a Saturday night. The Friday night, we're trying to work out some date issues and some travel issues. But the Saturday night one is done, and we can announce that.
All right, so, I haven't used a sound effect since I've gotten back, Mark. Let me pull a little drum roll here.
Just bored.
And we'll allow you to announce who is the upcoming speaker. Who will it be, Chris Lawless?
It will be someone who's never spoken at our event before, which is something we're striving to do. And it's going to be Joel Salatin of the Polyface Farm.
Of the what?
He's a Polyface Farm. He's probably not a name that a lot of people recognize.
No, I have to say I've never heard of him.
There's a famous book out there in the mass media called Omnivore's Dilemma. It's all about where food comes from, and he interviews this. There's a whole like three or four chapters on Joel Salatin, and Joel is a libertarian, and he's going to give his speech entitled "Everything I Want to Do Is Illegal."
Sounds like my kind of guy. How do you spell his last name?
S-A-L-A-T-I-N.
It says here, Polyface Farm is a family-owned, multi-generation. What is that, Chris?
Mark was saying Polyface Farm.
Yeah, Polyface Farm is a family-owned, multi-generational, pasture-based, beyond organic, local market farm and informational outreach in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. Was this guy on Food Inc.? Okay.
What's that? What is Food Inc.?
Food Inc. is a very popular movie that's out right now talking about the food industry. And this guy's the amazing guy that's sort of talking about getting back to your food and knowing where it comes from and that kind of thing. And I think a lot of people are very interested in it.
Yeah.
Certainly my wife is way into it.
Because I know that the past Liberty Forums, there's been the Alternatives Expo, which is kind of this thing that the activists just set up because they felt like there wasn't enough to Liberty Forums. So they wanted to create their own similar event that runs parallel to it, and so there's usually a couple of hotel rooms that get rented out in the same hotel as the Liberty Forum, and there's other speakers and things like that going on, and usually kind of like the grow your own food or alternative topics were happening there, but now it's going to be a keynote address, which that's pretty exciting, Chris.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He has a really interesting history, and he talks about how he wants to do certain things, but the FDA won't let him, even though his quote-unquote killing rooms for the chickens and everything is like cleaner than any factory you could ever go to that you buy chicken off the floor, but the FDA won't allow him to do it. And everywhere he turns, he runs into government regulations.
Yep.
Even if he exceeds the cleanliness and the safety, nope, the government just won't allow it to. So he's a very outspoken critic of how the government is, you know, treating the farmers and the whole organic industry. He's a pretty neat guy.
So is this an exclusive announcement? Have you announced this anywhere else? Because I'm looking over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and nothing is up there as far as guest speakers yet.
Correct. The second announcement is registration is live as of right now.
Awesome.
It just was live about an hour ago.
Is there a code for Free Talk Live listeners?
FTL 2012 will get a 10% discount.
FTL 2012, 10% off. Now, what are we looking at for costs on this thing?
We've kept it the same price as we had 2 years ago when I was last in charge. It was $199. We'll get you 4 meals and all speakers, all of it.
That's pretty good. I mean, look, anybody who's been to a convention knows that's a darn good price.
Yeah.
Mark, you and I, we're going to go to one of these radio conventions here at the end of the month, and I think we paid about $300 or $400, and that's only like a couple. It's only one or two nights.
One night.
This one's a two night. But it doesn't include. It doesn't include a whole lot of food, from what I understand. And so to have a convention for a full weekend, but this is essentially Thursday through Sunday for $200. That's, I mean, really, it's pennies. So
yeah,
good job keeping the cost down.
Yeah, and that's what one thing is, you know, we want as many people to come. You know, we don't, there's no profit incentive, which is going to sound kind of funny from a libertarian point of view, but we want the conference to break even to get more people to see New Hampshire. And that's the idea of, you know, we are going to have some sponsors and we're going to have some fundraising activities, but the whole idea is to keep it low. And we also added something because many people had asked, is we're going to have an option where you don't have food. So if you want a three-day pass, it's $109. There'll be no food.
So I think that's a great idea. And by the way, the 10% off is whatever one you get. So if you get the VIP, which is all the food and everything for the $199, you get 10% off of that with the code FTL2012. Just go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And, of course, that's all one word. And the 10% applies also to the non-food one, right, the $109?
Correct.
Okay, so you can use that code left and right.
A lot of Free Staters eat all different kinds of meals, and you know, they don't want the food for whatever reason. I've always enjoyed it, personally.
Chris, can you stick with us for a little bit more? I got another question.
Absolutely.
All right, more coming up here with Chris Lawless, the organizer extraordinaire of the Liberty Forum event coming up in 2012. I'm jazzed, man. This is great news. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there for you and all for free, including our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
The time to stand up for freedom is now. The media won't help us. The establishment won't help us. They wish to black us out. Well, let them black this out. On October the 19th, tens of thousands of Americans will be donating to Ron Paul's presidential campaign. Visit blackthisout.com to join them in the fight for liberty and freedom. I'm going to be involved in this giving on October the 19th, and I would recommend that if you're going to do so, that make your donation count even more by being involved in that day. It's October the 19th at blackthisout.com.
We're talking about something that I'm personally pretty excited about. The Liberty Forum is returning in 2012, and the dates are expected to be and will be February 23rd through the 26th. It's a Thursday through a Sunday. And just to give you some idea, you don't have to go to the whole thing. Maybe you can only make it up to New England here for the weekend. Usually there are ways to get a la carte, by the day of kind of price. But if you can make it for the whole shebang, it's worth it. If you can get there on Thursday or Friday and stay throughout the entire weekend, it is going to be an absolute blast. And the price is right. Chris Lawless is the organizer of it, and he's back on board to organize this thing after taking a year off. He's back, and he's gotten the prices down to where they were 2 years ago, $199 for the, what's it called, the VIP pass. It includes everything except the gun shoots and state house tour. So everything that's in the hotel, you're going to be able to go to that, including all the banquets. But if you want to save a little bit of cash and go out to eat, for instance, you don't want to eat the hotel banquet food, then you can get a 3-day pass for $109. And if you use our code, our discount code, you save 10% on whatever it is, whichever option you choose. So use the code FTL2012 when you sign up over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, there's usually like an early bird rate, Chris Lawless. Is that the case this year?
Yeah, this is the early bird rate. On December 1st, the prices will go up.
Okay, so like right now, there haven't been a whole bunch of announcements of speakers yet. It's hard to tantalize people with, well, you could come see this person.
It's not hard to tantalize the ones who've been there already.
That's true. If you've been to the Liberty Forum, you know you want to come back. But can you name any other speakers, or is there just one name that you can give us tonight?
Absolutely. So one of the goals, as I mentioned, is we're trying to get absolutely all brand new speakers. My goal is to have no repeats.
Wow.
Which we've had great speakers in the past.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say you're not going after Ron Paul?
I'm not going after Ron Paul.
What?
Seems unwise.
I'm shocked.
Won't this be after the primary, though?
It'll be after the primary. I don't think he would come after the primary back to New Hampshire.
Interesting.
And I think that many of us, I mean, I've seen Ron Paul speak many times, and I'd love to see him speak again. I just think for our community, I'd like fresh new speakers.
Interesting.
I get the idea. I can't imagine how you're going to have done. What are you on, number seven now? The great libertarian speakers have almost been used up at this point.
Correct. And I'm actually going to have a few people who are not libertarian speak. And one of them is probably going to blow people's mind away. I'm still trying to convince them that we're not going to bite them. But I think that they'll make us think more about what we do. This person's extremely, if you had to use the left-right symbol, extremely liberal. But I've seen them speak twice, and they're fantastic. And I think that we can help change this person, and this person can maybe help us learn how to reach out to liberals.
It's an important aspect.
Very interesting. I have to say I am intrigued, Chris. So go ahead, name some names. Who do you have on the roster?
So, Karen Pressley. People may or may not know her, that she's the founder of Laissez-Faire Books.
Ah. Oh, okay. Now, this is a liberty-oriented bookseller online.
Right. So we actually reached out to her first, because one of the things that many people talk about is there's not a lot of female libertarians. And I was like, we often have female libertarians speak. We contacted Sharon right away, and she said, yep, she's in. She said, yes, within like 3 hours.
Now, what's her topic? Is it going to be women in liberty, or what is the issue?
Correct. Women in liberty she's working on a couple of different topics, but one of them is women in liberty.
I think it's so important because it's so true that the liberty movement is a sausage fest for the most part. It is just wrought with males, and having more females involved is obviously a good thing from so many different aspects. And I think that we've seen a shift in at least in the Free State Project, the movement of liberty minded people coming to New Hampshire. It seems like at the Liberty Forum, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, more women have been showing up over the years. Have you observed that as well, Chris?
I absolutely think so. And I also think that many of these women are doers. They're not just, they're out organizing things. And we can see many examples of that. I mean, the president of the Free State Project is Carla, a female. Lots of great women doing great things here in New Hampshire. So it's, if we don't even need 20,000, we get 2,000 women, we probably have enough.
I think actually over time, the Free State Project, the majority of the presidents have been female.
I was actually thinking that the other day. That's true, because we had Irina, we had Amanda, so, yeah.
And now Carla. All right, so what else? So, more names.
Yeah, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center.
Yep.
Great guy. He's the guy that's going around doing the, I'm spacing out on what they were called.
Nullify Now.
Conventions.
Right.
Yeah, the Nullify Now conventions that are going on all around the country. Really, he's quite the doer. And another guy that comes from the liberal side of things, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and that's, he's never spoken before. I've actually met him here in New Hampshire, and he said, you've got to come speak at our event. He said, yeah, he'd love to come.
Awesome. And what's he going to be talking about? Nullification?
He'll be talking about 10th Amendment issues.
Cool.
And
all right.
Probably like how we can, work here in New Hampshire for free ourselves, but also it can help out the nation, I believe, is one of his ideas.
Excellent. What else?
Clark Neely from the Institute of Justice.
Now, that's a group of lawyers out of D.C., if I'm not mistaken, that takes on big name cases and defends people from a liberty kind of perspective. So, like, for instance, they handled the Kelo 7 case, the infamous case that decided, unfortunately, they didn't win, but they took on the cost of all the lawyerly stuff for the people that were under attack, where the government of New London, Connecticut, wanted to steal a bunch of homes from people in order to build a new building for Pfizer, basically, and some other corporations.
And Clark was also involved with the Heller case, if I'm not mistaken.
This is the landmark gun case out of D.C. recently.
All right, so you've got some good names there, and like you said, you're... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and there's one more name that I'd like to bring up, because it kind of segues into a slight topic that you guys might be interested in, is Ira Miller from D.T. Finch. And you guys know all about Bitcoin because you accept them on your website, right?
Yes, that's right. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
And then it's funny, you know, Mark was talking about the Black This Out money bomb, right?
Yeah, October 19th.
Bitcoin is open source, and many people call the Free State Project like an open source thing. Many people don't like that term, but it's kind of like a freedom movement, freedom and money. And the Free State Project has partnered up with BT Cinch, and in our next newsletter, the Free State Project newsletter that comes out the 15th, we're going to announce that anybody who gets the Free State Project newsletter, we're going to do a reverse money bomb. BT Cinch partnered up with the Free State Project and with a fantastic Free Stater named Roger Ver, who donated Bitcoin, and the Free State Project is going to send out and give a donation of 0.01 bitcoins to every single person who received the Free State Project newsletter.
Interesting. And that's the idea is to get them, you know, they've got some, they can check it out and find out more about it.
How does someone get signed up for that newsletter?
They go to freestateproject.org, and they sign up, and they'll get that newsletter. And as long as they sign up before the 15th, they'll get it, and they'll get their bitcoin.
Anything else you want to cover about this tonight, Chris?
That's it.
I appreciate the exclusive. Registration is open right now over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get the early bird price. Get 10% off. We'll give you the details on it a little bit later. Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood
neighborhood to spread the word.
But the only thing you can say is doublemyspeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about doublemyspeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
Doublemyspeed.com. Doublemyspeed.com. Doublemyspeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
Doublemyspeed.com.
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. Doublemyspeed.com. Your PC, like new again. Doublemyspeed.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You may bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can support the program by becoming Free Talk Live Amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That is the way you can get behind Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get some perks too, like access to the Amp Only Forum, call-in lines, and more, go get the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com.
You can't listen to radio without hearing ads for gold and silver, and especially gold. And it seems to me that precious metals are really on their way up. There's been a dip recently, and this may be a really great buying opportunity. I've taken it as such and invested some more money recently in precious metal stocks, but I recommend, frankly, to you to have gold and silver in your hands. I've got plenty of this, and I'm speculating on some other stuff, but I'm recommending to you gold and silver. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have a deal with Midas Resources to offer some of the best rates on gold and silver on the internet, and in common coins that you can have in your hand that you can comparison shop, and you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Before you buy anywhere, check out gold.freetalklive.com.
So we just talked a lot about the Liberty Forum. We're going to move on, take the rest of your phone calls here. We still have over an hour of this program, all the way till 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 nights a week. So you're going to hear more about the Liberty Forum. We just had the official announcement. It's kicked off. The registration is open at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can go there to get some more details. And I imagine they're going to be fleshing that out eventually with the details about who the guests are and who's going to be speaking there. But it's a blast, and we look forward to seeing you there, because I'm sure Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there as well. We'll give you the discount code. We'll talk more about it over the next several weeks. So more to come on that. We go to you and your thoughts. We'll start out with Matt listening in Madison, Illinois. Matt, are you in Illinois?
Yes, Matt.
Okay.
It's Matt in Illinois.
Oh,
it's good
okay,
to hear
the
you
other
again.
Madison. What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Well, you were talking about illicit drugs earlier. And I've been watching some documentaries lately on mushrooms and their importance throughout history. And it started to occur to me that in this society that we have, in this modern society, we are woefully short of shamans to help us through these, to help us use these drugs. These shamans had a deep knowledge of how to use them and to make the humans that were in the tribe more open-minded, to open their minds to their spirituality. I just thought it'd be, it was an interesting thought to, that we have a kind of a market for shamans now, I would think. If we had a free society where anybody could actually do as they please and put whatever they want in their body without having the government tell them yes or no, we would be able to go to these shamans maybe when we were troubled or bothered or needed answers, and they might be able to help us out, figure some things out.
It's interesting. I mean, this important role that has existed for a very long time in human society, as you mentioned, is entirely gone. It's a very interesting thought.
Well, funny that you bring it up, too, because having just left jail, which I like to call the Keen Spiritual Retreat, I had the opportunity to look into different religions, read different books on different religious sort of aspects, subjects, topics, etc. One of them was called The Vision, and I think it was Tom Brown Jr. who was the author of that. It was written in the late 1980s, and he's I guess, a renowned outdoorsman who, at a young point in his young life, met this kind of grandfatherly Indian, who was kind of one of the few remaining relics of the old ways, if you will. And this Indian taught him the ways of the old, basically, for the Indians, and taught him how to go on these shamanic visions, shall we say. And it was, you know, it was very interesting and very enlightening to read about that, because I think you're absolutely right. People have lost that particular viewpoint, or they've been told that it's all bad. And I think that the idea of making these drugs that can bring on these experiences, and of course some could argue that this is the wrong way to go about having such a vision, that you're kind of short-circuiting the process. But either way, I think that by having these prohibitions against drugs that can alter one's state of consciousness really sends the message that these things are bad, when in point of fact, as Steve Jobs pointed out, it was his trip on LSD was one of the two or three most important things he's ever done in his life.
And from a business standpoint, I guess he learned something new, looked at things differently. But I mean, you know, now we talk about outside the box thinking. But what does that mean? I mean, what does outside-the-box thinking mean? Well, it certainly doesn't mean thinking inside the box, and that's what, you know, you do all the time. And mm-hmm. I think that that's probably what Steve Jobs was trying to get a hold of here.
Yeah, I had a particular interest in this subject because I'm part Indian, and we actually have an extensive family tree that I've looked at. And in fact, I'm part Potawatomi, which is a tribe that's from around here. And they used to, like, you know, every once a year they would harvest these things, and they'd kind of have a gathering, and people would take these drugs under their supervision. And so I've had some interesting experiences taking mushrooms recreationally, and I'd really like to see what it would be like to take it under a supervision of a kind of a priest or a, you know, a shaman who would be able to guide me better, because I had this one really spiritual experience which was actually quite disconcerting, because I didn't know what was going on. And I'm sure that if I had somebody there who would have been able to help guide me through it, it might have actually been quite pleasurable, and I might have even learned something very deep about my higher self. And I think that this is another facet of life that government and their prohibition and the people who are control freaks have taken away from us.
Yeah, and I think it's really to our detriment.
Right. I think it's sad. So
thanks, Matt, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE if you'd like to share yours. I think he's absolutely right about that, that's really missing. For me, when I took MDMA for the first time, which is commonly known as ecstasy, of course, if you buy something on the street that's called ecstasy, it may or may not have MDMA in it.
Sure.
Just the problem with the black market. But there is actually, in some cases, you can get real MDMA through street, you know, level buys. It's usually sold as what they call Molly or molecules. It's kind of a different package, basically. Usually it's like a clear, like a gelatin capsule with little crystals inside it, as opposed to like a pressed pill.
Mm-hmm.
So, if, for instance, if you're at a party or something like that, someone's selling pills, calling it ecstasy, beware.
The chances that it's true is it's unlikely.
And they actually do have test kits out there that you can buy, which is a real smart harm reduction move. You spend $50, get a test kit, and you can test any MDMA that purported MDMA that is sold to you before you actually use it to find out whether or not it actually is.
It's interesting that people don't want their kids doing drugs, and obviously, but they have to grow up, and at some point or another, they're likely to do these things. And the very laws that people support in order to keep kids away from drugs, in fact, expose them to far more dangerous substances may or may not be prepared to do. Some kids, they have no value for their minds and their lives, and that's absolutely so. It's absolutely so. But even those kids would be more protected in a marketplace where, they knew what was, people had been able to test and verify what are in these drugs, and you wouldn't have an illegal drug marketplace. You don't have an illegal alcohol marketplace.
Very small, to much
of an extent.
What you do have is people manufacturing liquor without permission. That's pretty much the extent of the illegal alcohol market.
There are some stills out there, no doubt, but...
Yeah. By the way, I was going to make, when I first took MDMA for the first time, it was quite an experience for me. It's one of those things that I'm so glad I did it, because I became more interested in... nature, I immediately had a greater appreciation for the beauty of the world around me. It came like up on me like something I'd never experienced in my life up until that point. And so there's been some real positive effects for me, but obviously if you start taking it every single day, you're going to have some real negative effects. So
it's pretty clear.
Being judicious and sparing with the use of these things is important, because otherwise they're not special anymore. If you use them all the time, they're not special. 1-855-450-FREE. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. Hour 3 is next. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.